don't know what you're talking about. Who's he talking to?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his voice?
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Talking is what we're talking about this time every morning. We indulge in a little jock gibberish right here on Classic Hits. 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and Kat is still under the weather. Joining me this morning is Alyssa Light. How are you, Alyssa?
I am fantastic on this hump day, as my 12-year-old likes to call it.
There you go. There you go. I knew a guy that used to like to imitate that camel. They had the...
He does that, too.
They had the commercial.
Yeah, he does something with his neck. I don't know.
Oh, well, it's only fair and it's only right, and we're here on the day after Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is a big candy holiday, of course, and we wanted to talk a little bit about how people eat candy. This is another one of these goofy surveys, and I don't know who answers them. I really don't, but BuzzFeed.com ran a survey, and they asked people how they eat particular candies.
This ought to be good.
So they've got the raw numbers for us here. So we start with hard candies, like Jolly Ranchers, you know, just the different kinds of things.
Butterscotch discs.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And it turns out that only 13% of people bite into those. Mm. Most of them suck on them. They roll them around in their mouth and just let the flavors unfold, which is how you're supposed to eat them. This is the part I don't get. Who's so aggressive? They just take and crunch them.
I think
them,
they
know?
Have this backwards. Like, I will, like, you know, let 87% of it dissolve in my mouth first. And then when the 13% is left and it's, like, just brittle, then I'm going to chew on it.
Sure.
Because then
it becomes a nuisance. You're kind of tired of it anyway. And it gets too small to really be thought of as a piece of candy.
You ever get cut by one of those?
No.
Oh, my gosh. My tongue gets cut. Sometimes you get them like a hard candy and it's really sharp.
I was going to say the edges do get sharp. Yeah. I've had that happen, but I never have it.
It happened to me the other day, as a matter of fact. No thanks.
That's not good. My favorite trick is chewing a piece of gum and biting my tongue.
Ooh.
That's not good either.
I've been lucky so far.
Okay.
It hasn't happened for a while.
Well, the hard candies take us right straight into lollipops. Hmm. And again, just a small percentage of people bite into them, and most people eat them as they're intended to be eaten.
How many licks will it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Good question. Three.
Three.
A one, a two, three. If you don't know that commercial, go to YouTube, look it up. How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop? But, 16. But, see, I guess I grew up in the age of, you remember Charms lollipops? I think they still make them.
With gum inside.
Yeah, but they were like a half inch thick. I mean, there was no way you could just bite into those. I don't know.
You know, now they have like smaller versions, like junior size ones of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only lollipop I could ever bite was Dum Dums because they're so small.
Yeah. Yeah, what
you could crunch those.
Those safety pops. Those were the ones that were, maybe you might have gotten at the bank. And then they had the loop, like the loop at the bottom where you can hold on to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do remember those. Why were they safe?
Less choking hazard, maybe. I don't recall. Now, do you have a certain flavor you like of, like, a lollipop? You know, there's the green, the orange, the cherry.
That's a good question. I tend to gravitate toward the green, I think. You know, some sort of lime-resembling flavor. Why? What do you go for?
I'm going for more. I'm like in the red zone, like strawberry, cherry.
Okay. Well, so many of them are rainbow pops. You know what I mean? So many lollipops have all kinds of flavors in them. So
they do.
And my parents, I got to say, you know, part of my damaged childhood, you know, the gigantic ones, you generally see them in sweet shops, but they're like six inches across. And my parents knew me too well, and they always said, we're not going to buy you one of those because you'll eat two bites of it and leave it somewhere, and then that'll be the end of the lollipop. And they were right.
Oh.
But I always wanted one.
Well, I think they portray that in TV shows, you know?
Absolutely.
You've had everything that you ever needed in a lollipop.
Until it became inconvenient because you'd already had all you wanted of it, and then where do you lay it down? It's all sticky and
back
nasty.
Back in the wrapper.
Well, let's get to something else I haven't had in quite a while, Alyssa. Maybe... You've had it more recently than I have. Popsicles.
Probably just in the summer was the last time I had a popsicle. Now, are you going to bite into that?
Well, 24% of people do. I generally don't. I never could handle biting into cold stuff. Yeah, I was the same way. So I generally just sort of let it melt in my mouth and wonder how I'm going to wash my hand after it drips all over my hand.
Yes. And are you going to be able to push it up the stick? And at what point are you going to have to bite into it because it's going to... Yeah, fall apart.
I had forgotten about that, but you're absolutely right. Yeah. I can't remember the last time I actually got to the end of a popsicle without it just trying to degenerate and fall off the stick on its own.
I think there's some entertainment value there, though. I mean, you have to think about it. As you get down the popsicle, you know, you kind, sometimes you lose half of it, and then you've got to make sure you keep it upright so that the other half doesn't fall off. Yeah, you should have a popsicle later and think about the entertainment value.
I actually have one of those things where you can make your own popsicles at home. It's just one of those little molds, you know, with the handles.
Yeah.
But I never can get – I don't know how they ever got the texture the way they do, because a popsicle isn't just ice.
No.
You know what I mean? It's a popsicle. So I don't know how they do it.
But you're right, because the ones you make at home are kind of like splintery ice.
I had a friend who was just obsessed with those. They're not popsicles, but you freeze them, but they're in plastic sleeves.
Flavor ice.
Then, yeah, there you go. You squeeze it out into your mouth, and he thought those were wonderful.
Yes, those are still popular.
To the extent that when we were playing, he would stop playing going, I just got to go home. And that's what he wanted was flavor ice. You know?
Again, I like the pink ones in that one.
There we go.
Yeah, you probably gravitate towards those lime ones.
I used to like the blue ones of those, and I don't even know what flavor that was supposed to be.
Probably just, blue raspberry.
Yeah, I was going to say, just big jolt of sugar for Todd, you know.
We might have to put some of those in the freezer of the office there.
Yeah, we could. They keep forever. They're frozen.
Well,
yeah.
When Cat's away, the mice will buy popsicles.
There you go. Altoids are on the list.
Ooh, Altoids.
75% of people just roll them around in their mouth, even though they are curiously strong. And 25% of people bite them.
Are you an Altoid fan, Todd?
Every once in a great while, I will have an Altoid. But no, I don't really seek them out. They're a little strong for me.
They are strong, yeah.
I don't know. To each his own. Ice cubes are half and half.
Hmm.
According to this survey, this is a survey from BuzzFeed, by the way. Yeah, half people, that's not exactly how I intended to say that. Half the people surveyed will bite their ice cubes, and the other half will just sort of suck on them until they're gone.
Well,
I don't know. I kind of gave that up.
Yeah?
I haven't done either one for a long time.
Wow. I will say this. I do have a favorite type of ice if I'm at, like, you know, I'm at a soda fountain, a pop fountain.
Mm-hmm.
I like the ice that looks like hail.
Okay.
You know those, like, little tiny pebble ones?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
I love those. Now, I will be caught biting on those.
Okay.
And have you ever chewed on some ice, and then you go to talk, and you feel like you can't because your mouth is all frozen?
I have had that experience.
Yes. Happens to me.
I used to like the, there used to be machines that made ice cubes. Then they weren't cubes, actually, but they looked like some kind of a little cup. Do you know what I mean? They were sort of a cone-shaped thing.
No.
Those I always found interesting. Must have been old technology.
Interesting.
And that same buddy who liked the flavor ice, they had an ice maker, but it was the old ice maker where the ice cubes would come out like little half moons.
Yep.
You're probably too young to remember these machines, but they weren't.
No, I think I know what you mean.
They weren't cubes at all. I just thought those were amazing. I said, look at that. That's just frozen water. That's not an ice cube. That was, you know, kid logic for you.
Yes.
73% of people will bite into an orange slice.
Hmm. Are you a fan of orange slices?
In all honesty, I'm not that big on citrus fruits, to tell you the truth. How about you?
But you want lime flavor popsicles. Throwing me off, Todd.
The lime flavored candies really don't taste like limes. They taste like something else. I don't even know how to describe it.
I will tell you what I picked up this past week, which are similar to orange slices, are there were some heart gummies that had sugar on them.
Okay.
Yeah. Big fan of those.
Okay.
Those are pretty good. And chose to bite into them.
Now, you make a good point because there are orange slice candies you can buy. And I don't know if they're talking about orange slice candies or actual orange slices.
That's what I was referring to.
Okay.
Do you like the orange slice candies?
I do like the orange slice candies. Oh, okay. Once again, because they don't really taste like oranges very much.
No pulp like in that.
And I have to say, if it's the candy, I definitely bite it. So, just so you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're supposed to do with that information, but I guess I'm with the majority. Hmm. When I was but a child, yet another running mate of mine, his favorite thing to do was take those orange slice candies. And if we were on a two-lane highway and had a truck coming toward us, he would throw the candy out the window and try to hit the grill of the truck because it would make a strange noise when it hit the grill of the truck. And
wow.
Took so little to entertain us in those days, you know. Do what?
Those were orange slices?
Yeah. Because according to him, they were just hard enough to make a good impact, but soft enough to where they would kind of disintegrate rather than just bounce around.
Mm. Makes me think of circus peanuts. What do you think about those?
I do not like circus peanuts. I don't know where they came from, and I don't know where they go.
I liked them when I was a kid, and I think I ate too many once. But there's some sort of marshmallow to that.
They are definitely marshmallowy, but I don't know what they're supposed to taste like. Yeah, they're just kind of a strange flavor.
Not right.
I don't know. Chocolate.
You got my attention.
77% of people bite into their chocolate bars, and 23% will savor it and just let it sort of dissolve in their mouth.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever done that, to tell you the truth. No. I generally bite into chocolate.
Now, if something is coated in chocolate, like a peanut M&M, I have been known to let that dissolve.
Okay.
On rare occasion. Otherwise, I'm biting them.
Yeah.
There's some peanut M&M's upstairs.
You break it up and it releases the flavor, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to bite into that candy bar.
There you go. That's the spirit. And finally on the list is gummy bears.
Mm.
90% of people bite on them without sucking them first. They just want them to... you want that resistance. You know what I mean? The whole gummy phenomenon is about the texture, isn't it?
You are absolutely right. It is. It's about the texture. Correct. Now, I like the white gummy bears.
Okay.
Do you like... I don't know. I don't know if they have a... Maybe I'm thinking they're like cream soda or something in my head.
No, that's quite possible. I had a bad experience with gummy bears pulling out my dental work once. But I have had... I actually tend to prefer the gummy worms. Because they have sort of a sugar coating on them that gummy bears often don't have.
The sour ones?
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. My kids went through stages of those. I'm not a big gummy bear fan. Those are going to stay on the shelf if I'm walking by them.
I'm the same way. And of course, you can buy the huge gummy bears. I mean, you can buy gummy bears that are like a pound. And I'm like, I don't like them when they're just tiny little gummy bears.
You can. Now, my brother has started this tradition with my nieces. And when either one of them has a birthday or Christmas or something, out pops this 5-pound bag of gummy bears that he's wrapped up for them. And it is now a tradition, and they look forward to that.
5 pounds of gummy bears.
I can imagine they're probably just biting into those gummy bears.
Somebody's going to have to, or they're going to turn into hard candy. I don't know what happens to gummy bears if you let them sit too long. But
probably mold into... gummy goo.
They don't put up too well when it comes to the heat. I do know that.
No. Don't leave them on your dashboard, Todd.
They're German. Who knows what they are? Those Germans, they'll make any kind of candy. So now you know, folks, that's how people do. If you're the kind of person who just rolls your candy around in your mouth, or if you bite on it, you're probably got pretty good company. Alyssa, thanks.
Thank you, Todd.
Because I think we have definitely shared some important information with people this morning.
They can sleep well tonight.
I'm Todd Weinberger. This is Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.